to light the candle like on a birthday cake.
A little girl is watching her mother light a candle at Sitka's Peace Vigil, which drew over 100 people around a large totem pole in the center of town. Some brought tea lights cupped in seashells, others house candles wrapped in aluminum foil.
I think I say happy birthday.
No, this isn't for birthdays, though.
The candles are for creating a, quote, safe space for community in solidarity with Charlottesville and beyond. At least that's how organizer Hannah Guggenheim described the event on Facebook. Holding a microphone, she began the vigil with a quote from anti-apartheid revolutionary Nelson Mandela.
No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or religion. People must learn to hate. And if they learn to hate, then they can be taught to love. So that's why I'm here. That's why we're all here today.
To talk about the nature of hate in 2017 America and how to move in a direction of love in Sitka. For a town where the majority of the population is white, the gathering was fairly diverse and candid about Sitka's own history of colonial occupation on Tlingit land. Lakota Hardin brought sage to burn. Dale Williams recalled how, in 1965, someone mounted a burning cross on the Sheldon Jackson campus in response to a local civil rights march. Dionne Brady Howard hoped the events in Charlottesville would spur further dialogue on not only what happened this weekend, but just how deeply racism in America runs.
If nothing else, it's brought to light how much hatred there still is, and things like institutional racism and generational trauma across our nation.
And throughout history. Martina Kurzer, who grew up in Germany, said video footage of the street fighting in Virginia brought flashbacks to stories her grandparents told her.
Stories of street fights between communists and Nazis in the year 1925.
While for Elizabeth Herendeen, this is all new, she grew up in Charlottesville and attended UVA.
Just talking with my mom this morning, I mean, people are afraid to go out and live their lives and just to run errands or go to work.
In part, she added, because of reports that alt-right leaders have vowed to return to her hometown, where the city council voted to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee this spring, making it a battleground for white supremacists to push for its protection. David Kanosh shared how the possibility of racially motivated violence was a reality for him in 2003. He was beaten in a bathroom in Sitka's A&B Harbor.
By some people who carved a swastika in my chest. Do I have fear of going out that door? Of course. I always have that fear in my heart now. But I always face that fear with love. Because I always feel the people of Sitka that came out when I was in the hospital. Will this dialogue continue? It must always continue.
And sometimes that dialogue takes shape with musical notes.
We shall all be free.
Joining hands again, the vigil closed with an anthem from the civil rights era, the gospel song, We Shall Overcome. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.